usually a fight over rent increases, well, it's just a messy, emotional shouting match. You know, it's all feelings, frustration, slamming doors.
Right. Just total human chaos, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you take that fight to a government housing tribunal, they basically feed all that chaos into a machine.
Yeah, they do.
So welcome to today's deep dive. We're looking at this really fascinating administrative document from the Western Cape Government Human Settlements Department.
Specifically, it's this form called Annexure FC, Exorbitant Increase in Rental.
Right. And our mission today is to uncover how a government tribunal systematically deconstructs this highly charged emotional conflict into just cold, hard data.
Which is quite the feat.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this, because fighting a rent increase isn't about shouting the loudest. It's actually about answering the incredibly specific questions on this form.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is the psychological shift the form creates right from the jump. The very first thing it asks is whether both the tenant and the landlord are willing to have the dispute resolved through facilitation.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's framing the interaction not as a battle, but as a guided mediation.
Well, what caught me off guard right away, though, is how it handles the foundation of the dispute, like the lease itself.
Oh, section one.
Right. This document actually accommodates verbal lease agreements.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I mean, if there's no paper trail, how can a tribunal possibly facilitate a dispute over an exorbitant increase? It sounds like a total he said, she said nightmare.
It does seem totally impossible. Like, how do you arbitrate a phantom contract?
Bryce.
But the mechanism here is actually brilliant. It meticulously forces both the landlord and the tenant to officially record their own understanding of those verbal terms.
Separately.
Separately, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it asks for the exact rent amount, when the increases were supposed to happen, and specific notice periods.
But wait, what if they just completely disagree on what was said?
Well, that's actually the point.
Yeah.
By making both parties write down their version of events, the tribunal isn't, you know, trying to magically find the ultimate truth.
They're forcing a concrete baseline for mediation, basically out of thin air. You immediately see exactly where the discrepancies lie.
Ah, which establishes the boundaries of the dispute.
Exact.
Okay, so they pinned down the lease terms. But knowing the rent amount is only half the battle, right?
Right.
To figure out if a sudden hike is actually exorbitant, the tribunal does something really unexpected.
Yeah.
It immediately demands to see the landlord's wallet.
Oh, yes.
I like to think of this as like a full financial x-ray of the property, because sections 4 and 5 demand the landlord's exact bond amount, their interest rate, their expected rate of return.
And the monthly operating expenses, too.
Right. Levies, refuse removal. The agent's commission.
It leaves nowhere to hide. And, you know, landlords often push back on this. They argue their private loan terms shouldn't dictate market rent.
I mean, how does the tribunal actually use all that invasive data, though? Do they just plug the numbers into an algorithm?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, you can see the strategy. The tribunal is purposefully shifting the dispute away from subjective feelings.
Makes sense.
A tenant can't just say, the rent is too high, and a landlord can't just say, I want more money.
You need the receipts.
Right. The tribunal evaluates objective economics. They weigh the actual documented costs of running the property against the local market value.
To see if the yield actually justifies the hike.
Exactly. It turns a fight over fairness into an equation of viability.
But it's not just an equation. Because a landlord's math might look perfectly viable on paper, but what if the ceiling is caving in?
Oh, absolutely.
The process actually pivots from the finances to the physical living space. The form forces you to grade the property's condition from perfect down to poor.
And it even mentions a totally separate form, Annexure FF, for lack of maintenance complaints.
Wow.
Yeah, so that grounds the financial data in the reality of the physical space. You can't justify a premium return on a deteriorating asset. And ultimately, the document asks both parties to suggest a fair increase amount and a fair date for that increase to start. The tribunal isn't trying to dictate a number from on high. They are emphasizing facilitation over dictation.
Pushing for compromise.
Yes.
So what does this all mean? Well, whether you rent or own, understanding these mechanics demystifies how the roof over your head is actually valued. It's not just random.
Yeah, and this raises an important question, one we should leave you to ponder.
Okay.
Since the tribunal factors in the landlord's home loan interest rate and their expected return,
right.
If those national interest rates suddenly skyrocket, is it inherently fair for the tenant to absorb the cost of the landlord's investment risk?
Oh, wow. So if a central bank hikes rates, The framework suggests the tenant might end up paying to stabilize the landlord's math.
Right, the tenant didn't agree to the terms of that specific home loan.
That is wild. Next time you look at a lease, remember that financial x-ray. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.